I really had fun tonight. And that sounds like we're on a date. Oh boy. But I did have fun. I wasn't expecting to. Because, well, you know, Little Miss Miserable. There's just something about being dumped right before Christmas that kind of just ruins things. And I was perfectly happy just sulking and pouting and not leaving my duvet. And that's where I would be if it wasn't for my best friend. My stubborn but sweet best friend who physically dragged me out of bed. I've forgiven you, kind of. I didn't want to go out tonight. I didn't want to do anything. I just wanted to be miserable. But you had other plans, and here we are. Thank you. Thank you for being so bloody annoying. So bloody stubborn. For being so bloody wonderful. No, that was not a smile. No, I don't know how to smile anymore. That was a grimace. That was a very defined grimace. Okay, maybe it was a smile. A small smile. A very tiny, minuscule smile. That wasn't a laugh. That was, I'm still miserable. I'm still grumpy. I'm very grumpy. What? Oh, bollocks. That's not convincing when I'm in a reindeer hat, is it? You are wonderful. I've never had a friend like you. I've never had someone who cares. I mean, I have had people who care, but not someone like you. Someone who's so you. I'm articulate. You didn't have to do any of this. You didn't have to do anything at all. You could have just left me there. But no. You dragged me out of bed. You made me dress. Where did you get this jumper? It's so cheesy. It lights up. And then there was the scarf and the hat. What do I look like? And then you took me out. Dragged me out. Christmas lights and alpacas. Actual alpacas. And it was perfect. I loved it. I had such a good time. I had an okay time. I really had a great time. And I'm trying so hard to be miserable. I'm trying so hard to be grumpy. And it's really difficult. Because it's Christmas. And that is all down to you. And that makes you really bloody annoying. Being dumped before Christmas is really shit. But if I'm honest, I'm not really surprised. You really don't like them, do you? I mean, really, really, really don't like them. And not just because they dumped me. You never liked them. You never thought they were good enough, you.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Stop, 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 stop. I shouldn't. Okay, you really hate them. They're not bad. They're just... They didn't break my heart. They didn't. They... I haven't been completely honest with you. I held some things back. And this is the worst possible time to tell you. But you're just so you. And that's just, that's a problem. It's a problem. It wasn't for a long time, and then suddenly, I don't know, I just started seeing you differently. Or I started to notice your smile and your butt and how nice you sound when you say my name. And I panicked. I really, really, really panicked because you're my best friend. So I started dating. And I wasn't fair to them. Not at all, because... when I was with them, I was... not really with them. Because... I was trying to distract myself to... to not be in love with you. So really, I don't blame them for dumping me. I would have done it a lot sooner. They knew straight away. Well, they didn't know. They were jealous. Not of my feelings for you, but of you. They thought that you... like me, and they were. So technically I didn't lie to them when I said that there was nothing between us, because you're not interested in me, and it was okay for a while, and then well, they saw the way I look at you, the way I am around you, the way I light up. And they dumped me. And they were right too, because I was being very unfair to both of us. I wasn't being fair to them. I wasn't being fair to me. And I wasn't being fair to you either, because I was lying to you and... you're my best friend. So... I'm not sad because they dumped me. It's actually a relief. I don't like lying. So why am I miserable? And there is no way that this will have a happy ending. Because I am stupid in love with you. And being your friend isn't enough. I try to make it enough, but it's not, because I love you. And that means I'm going to lose you. And the thought of that, it makes me want to go and hide. So I'm miserable and grumpy, only you won't let me be grumpy because you're you and you're annoying and... What? They were right to be jealous. No, they weren't. I mean, they were, but... They were convinced that you had feelings for me. I wish. I mean, seriously, I wish. But you don't. No, you don't. No, you don't. I mean, I'm your friend. And that is... I'm not your friend. I understand. I understand. I do. I No, you don't have to be, you don't have to be sweet. I get it. I totally get it because you weren't expecting this. You weren't expecting me to declare my love and you never asked for that. So, I don't blame you. It's okay. It's perfectly okay. It isn't okay. I'm... Look, I don't know what you want me to say, but I really can't, because I need to stop talking, eh? Okay, I will stop talking and you can say whatever. You can say you love me. Nope. I'm not talking. But I mean I'm staying quiet. But you just said that you love me. As a friend. Of course you love me as a friend. Okay, I'm being quiet. You just said it again. And you were jealous of them. Because of me. Because you're in love with me. But we're friends. How am I annoying? I am not annoying. How? I am not slow. I am shutting up. I'm shutting up. I'm being very quiet. You're in love with me? I mean, just... You're in love with me. You're in love with me. And not like a friend, like a not friend. I am trying to be quiet. It's just you just said that you love me, and that is just I don't know how you expect me not to say something when you just say Or you could kiss me. That makes me not talk. I'm talking again. You should do that again. The kissing. Yeah. Not talking, not... talking at all. I love you? I mean, that sounded like a question. I love you. I mean, I do love you. I am... My brain is, you're a really good kisser. Ridiculously good kisser. And you kissed me. And you said that you love me. And I can't seem to stop talking. I love you. And, you... you love me. And you're holding my hand. So, wow, that is, that was an interesting sound I just made. What? I was wrong. Of course I was wrong. It was just... Oh, I'm not wrong about the love thing. What am I wrong about? It was a date. So this was a date. You took me on a date. You could have told me it was a date. You would have, but I'm annoyingly slow on the uptake. They were a perfect match. Both very annoying, just so annoying. So, what happens now? Well, I mean, we've been on a date, so what happens now? We'll get hot chocolate and then you walk me home? Will you hold my hand? This is a date. This is a date. I'm on a date with you. And we're going to get hot chocolate. What? What's what? Oh, that's a smile. That is a big smile. That's a very special smile. Because it's yours. I love you. No, I thought I wouldn't interrupt you this time, so you could just say it. So, didn't you say something about hot chocolate? No, I'm not putting the lights on. Fine, I'll put the lights on. This jumper is so ridiculous. And I love it. And the hat. I love you. So, hot chocolate?